So let's review. The previous Mishnah concludes with Meir Oima Hayardin Mafsik LaMaisa Behema. Regarding Maisa Behema, if there are five animals on each side of the Yarden River, even if the distance is less than 16 mil, they do not combine for Maisa Behema. I think it offers two explanations of Rameir. Rabami says, Hayardin Mafsik Mishum Dulei Mikavan Hu. The Yarden separates because the animals from the two sides cannot be brought together. Therefore, this halach applies even to Shar Nahara's other rivers. And the halach applies only if Ein Sham Gesher Limit Starfi. There's no bridge across the river, the sheep on the two sides do not combine. But if Yesham Gesher, Gesher Mitzarfen, if there's a bridge across the river, the sheep on the two sides do combine because they can be brought together across the bridge. Chibra Abba Amr B'yechen, however, brings proof that the Loi Mekarven is not the reason, because the Braisa compares Shnei Evri Hayardin, animals on the two sides of the Yarden, to Chutz La'aretz Ba'aretz, animals outside and inside Eretz Yisrael, which are easily brought together, and nevertheless they're not Mitzarf. Therefore, he explains that Rameir holds that the Yarden separates because the Yarden is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And his source is from the following pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Vayarden yigvul ois lefaz kedma. Hakasav asai gvul b'fnei atzmai. The Yarden is considered its own boundary and is not part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it separates between the two sides. Accordingly, this halacha applies only to the Yarden, but not to Shar Nahara's other bodies of water inside Eretz Yisrael. And even if Yesham Gesher loy mitzarfi, even if there's a bridge across the Yarden, the two sides do not combine. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yechon's halach is actually machlekes in the following brisa. Pidmen Beseri derives from the pasuk ki atam oivir mesei yarden artsa kanan. Artsa eretz kanan, v'lohe yarden eretz kanan. Only the land is considered Eretz Yisrael, but the yarden is not considered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, regarding maisa behema, yarden mafsik. Or Pshim ben Yechai derives from the pasuk me'evir le yarden yirecha kedma mizracha. Ma yirecha eretz kanan, af yarden eretz kanan. Just as the city of Yericha is considered Eretz Yisrael, so to the Yarden is considered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, regarding Ma'aseh Behema, Yarden ainoi mafsik. Rabbi Bochanan and Yechanan adds, Ein Yarden ela mebeis Yericha ulamata. Only the Yarden from below the city of Yericha causes a hefsik. But the Yarden above Yericha does not cause a hefsik because, as Rashi explains, the batel chashivusei shemisarav b'yamim gedoel. The Yarden loses its significance because it's mixed with other large bodies of water. Chibra Abba and Yechanan says, Lama nikrishma Yarden, she yarid midan. The river is named Yarden because it originates in the north in the land of Chebed Dan. And we find this as well in the Pasuk, B'yikru loy l'leshem Dan b'shem Dan avim. The city of Leshem was in Chebed Dan. And Rabbi Yitzchok adds, Leshem is also known as Pamyas. And the Braisa states, Yitzi Yarden mimar is Pamyas. Pamyas is the source of the Yarden. Rav Kana says, Zechruse di Yardena mimar is Pamyas. Since Mar is Pamyas is the source of the Yarden, Heichad amal l'shasina mayim mimar is Pamyas. It's related to the Yarden. One who made a vow not to drink from the water of Ma'ariz Pamyas is forbidden to drink from all the waters of the Yarden. And Zachrusa de Maya Pras, the Euphrates River is the source of all water, and therefore Hanoi de Mimemi Paras, Issa Bechal Memes Shaba Elam. One who made a vow not to drink water from the Euphrates is forbidden to drink from all the water in the world. As Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, Kol HaNaharis Lamata Misholish Naharis VeGimel Naharis Lamata Mipras. All the rivers in the world come from the three primary rivers, Pishon, Gihon, and Chidekel, and these three rivers come from the Euphrates. Rameir says Yuvel Shmai. The Euphrates River is named Yuvel, as the pasuk states, V'hoi keit shosel al mayim v'al Yuvel yishal shirashav. As Rashi explains, Ve'etzachayim ishto yikra, Ve'etzachayim b'gan Eden hu, U'pras hu amashka gan Eden. The pasuk refers to the Etzachayim, which is in Gan Eden, and the pras waters the Gan Eden. And the Torah calls the river pras because she'meim of parim v'ravim. Its waters expand through its source of Meimayin, underground springs. As Shmuel says, Nahari Mikipe Mivrach, a river primarily expands from its underground springs. And the Ran Mesechtes Nedarim explains, even though Kishag Shamim Yerdin Naharis Misravim, the rivers apparently swell after rain, however, Tevach Yerd Milmalo Tfachayim Oilim Minatayim, when the river rises one Tevach due to rain, it rises two Tfachim from underground waters. Therefore, regarding Tevila, Nahar Shagadl Harba Mitar Bezeichlin, a river that swelled a lot does purify while it is flowing, because like a chashash, there's no concern that the majority now consists of mei gesham, which does not purify when flowing, because the majority is always mei ma'ayin, which does purify when flowing. Rav, however, disagrees and says, mitra b'marava sahadir rabba pras. When the waters of pras, a river in Bavel, swell without rain, it indicates that it rained in Eretz Yisrael, because nara mei gesham em mivrach. A river primarily expands through night from rainwater, and the pras expands from the rainwater of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ran explains that above has halachic relevance regarding tefillah, in which Nahar Shagadl Harbe Ein Mitar Bezeichlin. A river that swelled a lot does not purify while it is flowing, because Cheshin and Shemirabba Noit from Allah Zeichlin. We must be concerned that the majority now consists of rainwater, which does not purify Bezchila while flowing, but only Ba'ash Bairin, standing water. And for this reason, Avu Deshmul Avu Lahul Benasei Mikva B'Yemenisin Umafatze B'Yemetishri. Mikveh b'yemei Nisan. Shmuel's father, who agreed with Rav, prepared mikvahs for his daughters during the month of Nisan, and he did not allow them to immerse in the river because eis kishamhu. Nisan is after the winter, and there's concerns for shema yibra nikvah ala zeichlin. Perhaps there's more rainwater than spring water. But he did let them immerse in the river during Tishrei, lefisha ena eis kisham. Tishrei is after the summer when there's no concern for shema rabba nikvah ala zeichlin. However, umafadze b'yemei Tishrei, he placed mats on the river bottom because, as Rashi explains, chayshe shema yala tit lamala al raglein v'yechaytzitz, to prevent the chatzitza on their feet from the mud. The Gemara cites a contradicting statement of Shmuel that agrees with Rav and holds Nara mimei gesham emivrach, in which Shmuel says, inamayim nitaran b'zeichlin ela pras b'yemei Tishrei b'vad. Pras, as well as other rivers that have large underground springs, do purify b'schila only during the month of Tishrei, because as Rashi explains, lo yod gesham zman meruba, it does not rain during this time, in which we can assume that the river remains at its set water level. However, Pras does not purify b'schila during the other months, because eis keshamhem, it does rain during these times, in which cheshin ha-shem yir b'neit v'nal zeichlin, we cannot assume that the river remains at its set water level.